Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the show.
Susan Jaffe, and I'm the Artistic Director of American Ballet Theater.
Yes, and American Ballet Theater is performing Romeo and Juliet at the prestigious Kennedy Center here in D.C. from February 15th through the 19th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here.
All right. So, of course, Romeo and Juliet, one of the great Shakespeare, you know, one of the romantic love stories of all time. Of course, it's no coincidence you're timing this with the week of Valentine's Day. So let's start with that. Tell our listeners why, you know, if they're looking maybe for some plans, something to do, you know, maybe get tickets for their girlfriend, boyfriend for Valentine's Day. Why is this the perfect thing to go do?
Well, Romeo and Juliet is probably one of the most passionate and deep love stories ever made. And it is about a young girl and boy who have fallen in love and will be together at all costs, even if it requires them to die for it. And their story all the way through the ballet is just filled with heartfelt depth and humanity. And so really, truly, it is one of the most romantic stories in the world.
Absolutely. Everybody's familiar with it. One of the most iconic ever. And so, I mean, of course, the Shakespeare, the original work was written centuries ago. But in terms of when was this actual, you know, ballet production of Romeo and Juliet begin? Wasn't it originally for the Kennedy, premiered in at the Kennedy Center?
Well, it was originally created by Sir Kenneth MacMillan for the Royal Ballet in the mid-60s. And he had created the ballet for one of his favorite interpreters, Lynn Seymour. And it actually, the premiere ended up being Margot Fonteyn and Rudolf Nureyev. And it was, you know, a big success. So that was done originally at the Royal. And then Sir Kenneth put it on our dancers in 1985, and we premiered it at the Kennedy Center.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. So originally it was in the 60s, and then the thing I was reading on the website was, I'm just making sure I have this right, this is the premiere at the Kennedy Center in 1985 was the American Ballet Theater's premiere of it.
That's correct, yes.
Gotcha. Well, talk about how cool it is that sort of it's sort of a full circle homecoming for you, if you will. You know, the ABT first did it at the Kennedy Center in 85, and now it's coming back and doing it here. I mean, that's a full circle moment.
It is. It even goes wider than that. So I am from Bethesda, Maryland, and I had my first performance at the Kennedy Center when I was a young child for the New York City Ballet. I was a big bug in the Midsummer Night's Dream. So then I also, when I joined ABT, I had my premiere with the company at the Kennedy Center in 1980. So for me, having these premieres at the Kennedy Center really mean a lot to me. And of course, coming back now as artistic director and having ABT dance one of the most beautiful ballets in the world, I get to have my family come and watch this. So it's a very special time for me in particular.
Nice. Thanks for all the local connections. I like, you know, the Bethesda tie-ins, all that stuff. Well, and even Congress here in D.C. declared ABT, you know, America's National Ballet Company in 2006. We got a lot of local angles we can tie in here as it comes back to the Kennedy Center. How often do you, I mean, you're the artistic director. I guess you're up in New York, but how often does ABT come down to Kennedy Center? It's like every year, right?
Every single year. That's right.
Wow. And is this, do you do Romeo and Juliet? Have you done it before in your tenure or what stuff, I guess, remind us, what are some of those annual performances recently? But it's a slight tangent, then we'll bring it back.
Yes. Well, since I've been here for 2 months as the artistic director.
Okay. So it's only been 2 months. Okay. Well, then okay, never mind.
yeah. To the Kennedy Center. Yeah. During the time I've been at least the director, certainly when I was a dancer, I danced for American Ballet Theater for 22 years. So there were many times we brought Romeo and Juliet to the Kennedy Center. I believe next year, we're bringing Swan Lake. So every year we bring a different full-length ballet so the viewers can really get to see a wide array of all the things that we do.
Great. All right. And then in terms of this production, let's dive in a little deeper then. So who play, you know, who dances our Romeo, who plays Juliet, who plays, you know, all the iconic, you know, characters that we have come to love over the years here, Benvolio, and who also all the Montagues and Capulets.
Yes. Well, our opening on February 15th will be danced by Juliet, will be danced by Devin Tuscher and Aaron Bell. And then we go through the whole week of different principals. There's going to be a premiere by a very talented dancer named Catherine Herlin on the 16th of February. And she will be dancing with our principal, Calvin Royal. The following day is Christine Shevchenko and Thomas Forster. Then we have Saturday matinee with very deep artists, Cassandra Trenery and Herman Cornejo. Saturday evening is Isabella Boylston and Daniel Camargo. And Sunday matinee is Gillian Murphy and James Whiteside. I could go through the entire list of all the casting, but I expect I might bore you with names.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't have to. I just wanted the main roles. That's cool. Great. And then, you know, of course, so much of Romeo and Juliet or any Shakespeare really is in, you know, is in the language and, you know, wherefore art thou Romeo and all the iconic lines. But with, you know, with your production, you have to do it all through visually dancing and, you know, choreography and movements. And so talk about how some of those iconic words, if you will, are, you know, are visually painted, you know, the challenge, you know, have to paint it all with movement.
Yes. Well, Macmillan crafted this ballet in such a brilliant and comprehensive way. So as you go through the text of Shakespeare's text, and then you go through the different scenes and what Macmillan was trying to evoke as a part of the text. For example, when we're at the very beginning of the ballet and the father speaks to Paris and he says, well, you know, my daughter is still, you know, be patient. My daughter is still very, very young, you know, and she's actually 2 weeks shy of her 14th birthday. And then the mother goes to Juliet and says, what do you think about marriage? And she says, it is an honor that I dream not of. So Kenneth takes this particular ideas from Shakespeare and opens with, the opening scene is of the town and shows the Capulets and the Montagues fighting with each other. But the opening of Juliet scene is in the nursery where she's playing with dolls. And she's playing around with the nurse and running around and giggling and being with the doll. And then the nurse, the mother comes in with Paris and the father and introduces Juliet to Paris. And then they leave and Juliet goes back to playing with dolls. And the nurse says to her, she touches her on the shoulder and she shakes her head no. And Juliet looks at her like, why? And then the nurse gestures towards Juliet's growing breasts or budding breasts. And Juliet is shocked. She drops the doll and she looks up into her future. So that is a scene that kind of encompasses what Shakespeare was trying to describe Juliet as at the beginning of this story. So the arc of the character goes through an incredible amount of growth, all of the characters, in 3 days. So that's just one example.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then of course, you know, paired with the music is that great Prokofiev music. If there's a way, and I know we're a radio station, but if there's a way to sort of describe, you know, the music to our listeners, I know it's a little bit of a hard task, but what's so great about the music? Why is it so perfect for this timeless tale?
Well, what's so great about the music is that it is so deep, it's so rich, and it, even if you're not watching a ballet, it's going to evoke emotion. And the each song really describes the story as well. I mean, it's really so in alignment. The choreography is so in alignment with the music that the music just adds to the emotional impact of what the audience is seeing. And it really brings your emotions all the way through the ballet.
Absolutely. And of course, in addition to Prokofiev's music, you also have the sets and, like, I guess let's sort of, you know, end with like the visual elements, the sets, costumes, that kind of thing. How do you pronounce the name of the designer? It's Nicholas Georgiadis. How do you say it?
Georgiadis.
Georgiadis. All right. Describe these colossal, massive sets and the period costumes and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you just described it. They are huge sets that really, really depict Italy at that time. And huge, sprawling staircases, arches. The colors are very much like what you would see in a piazza, and doorways in and out. So it really evokes the time of Italy, and also the costumes are very much in the period. And so you really are taken back to that century and experiencing it as if you are there. So the costumes are absolutely gorgeous, and the, you know, who wouldn't want to run down that staircase as Juliet, or run up the staircase? It's really a spectacular eye candy for the eyes. Truly, it's quite amazing.
Oh yeah, sounds like it. And to see all of that, all those sets staged in the Kennedy Center, it's just going to be that more, you know, visually impressive. All right, cool. Well, you've been more than generous. I have plenty to work with. I guess sort of in closing, I always like to end with, you know, pretend I'm not here and you're speaking directly to all our listeners in the DC area, you know, just say, you know, hey, everyone. Hey, DC, come on out. You're going to have a great time, you know, perfect thing for Valentine's Day. Come on out to the Kennedy Center, something like that.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing all of you at the Kennedy Center for a Valentine's Day celebration of one of the most beautiful love stories in the world. See you there.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. Again, American Ballet Theatre's Romeo and Juliet. It's going to be at Kennedy Center Opera House, February 15th through the 19th. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye.